computer keyboard.
That's a computer keyboard. Is he looking for a music keyboard?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm looking for, like, a piano thing.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was trying to figure out why I was so distorted over here.
Hey, Mateo.
Yo.
Do you know what...
Roma, Roma vibe. From Abeokuta City.
Translation to original English.
From Abeokuta City.
Them body go rough, rough body. Me no go know, me no go know who your friend be. Me no go fit help your friends just because rough, rough day. If you want help your friend, rough, rough go rub for your face. If you want help your friend, rough, rough go rub for your yash. You go tell him, make you no vex. You don't tell him before, make you no fight you. Make you no fight, make you no fight because rough, rough for day. Now listen to me, na-na-na-na. Rough, rough, don't change them. Then go look like twins. You no go know who be who. Rough, rough, don't change them. Then go look like twins. You no go know who be who. You no go know your friend from who. You don't tell them before. Make it no fight you. Rough, rough, for dear. Two people, they are. How do they look? Rough, rough, for dear. You see, the for rough for fight, yeah. Where do you go here? The for rough for fight, yeah. Ha 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 ha.
Good morning, Los Angeles. Good afternoon, New York. Whatever to Sweden. This is the Potluck Breakfast here on www.killradio.org. This is your host, Jeff, and we started off the show with Rofo Rofo Fight, some Fela Kuti. 15 minutes of rumpa shaking. I listened to the show that I did last week when I was driving down from the Bay Area yesterday, and I noticed I said the word anyway about a million times. So today's show, I'm going to concentrate real hard on not saying that. We'll see how that goes. Also, I noticed I spoke a lot last week. We're going to try to reverse that trend as well. Let's try to stay away from politics, I think, mostly. Keep the show on an even keel. Anyway, apparently see, there's one. I said it once, right there. I got to get rid of that. Listeners, you should hold my feet to the fire on this. We are apparently doing a fund drive here at killradio.org. We are desperately in need of funds to fix our equipment. You might notice if you're listening to the show that it kind of sounds like shit, especially if you're listening to it in your car or on a big stereo, anything with good sound, really. I kind of like to think about it as a throwback to the old days of AM radio. For those of us that are my age and used to spend all night with a little speaker under the pillow listening to the radio until you fell asleep. That's what I used to do as a kid. And maybe this show has that feel, I'm hoping, better music, but hoping it has that feel with the bad sounding, the bad quality sound of Kill Radio. Anyway, there's two. So, apparently, we are doing a fund drive so we can upgrade our equipment and thus sound better. Also, this could help us attract new DJs, which we desperately need. So, if you're in the Los Angeles area and you're even considering doing a radio show, you should do one. Just check out our website. And if you're thinking of donating, that would be awesome, too. And you can also do that on our website. Meantime, this is the Potluck Breakfast. We come to you every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Today is August 18th. It's Wednesday. It is going to be a scorcher. Summer has finally come to Los Angeles. I'm a valley dweller, so it'll be in the hundreds today. AC will be pumping. I'm glad mine is fixed. The station is already toasty. The sun is out. I've got the shades drawn here at the Potluck. And this is Aaron Neville.
Between the ticks of the clock and the beats of my heart, it's about to drive me insane. Oh, why? She's never home. She should have been here since a quarter to nine. What could be keeping her for so long? Or is she in another man's home? I have our day. I won't know until it's too late. It could be my bad luck. Maybe she done stood me up. She thinks that I'm a lame, but when she treats me as a crying shame. Between the ticks of the clock and the beats of my heart, it's about to drive me insane. Oh, why? She haven't got here yet. She's the meanest girl I've ever met. Could she still be at home? I think I'll try to call her on the phone. Oh, mother, answer the phone and say she had already gone. I should let her go. I hope I love her so. She thinks that I'm lame, but when she treats me so crying shame. Between the clicks of the clock and the beats of my heart, it's about to drive me insane. We'll be right back. be keeping her for so long? Or is she in another man's arms? Do we still have our day? I won't know until it's too late. Could be my bad luck. Maybe she done stood me up. She thinks that I'm a lame. The way she treats me is a crying shame. Between the ticks of the clock and the beats of my heart, it's about to drive me insane. Between the ticks of the clock and the beats of my heart, it's about to drive me insane.
Like a barbecue.
that I see. Who's to blame? I'm so ashamed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, child. I lost my head. I should have. I'm sorry. Please be kind, and I know you'll find it's so easy to forgive. Darling, wait, for it's not too late. Give our love a chance to live. I know the heartache. See, you've been through. There's nothing more I can do but say to you, I'm sorry. Please be kind, and I know you'll find it's so easy.
Well, that is thoroughly aggravating. Apparently, my Platters album is a Skippy guy. That is unfortunate. Well, mental note, replace the Platters best of. Well, that was I'm Sorry, and I guess I am sorry. I'm sorry that technology has failed us in this instance. It was bound to happen sooner or later. For the Platters, we heard Martha and the Vandellas doing Coney Island. We heard Wendy Renee, Barbecue, and started off the short set like a short stack with Aaron Neville, The Ticks of the Clock. That's from the Minute Records Story compilation, which is actually pretty good. Some rare stuff. Well, I guess it's not that rare if it's released on a compilation now, is it? This is the Potluck Breakfast on www.killradio.org. We're doing a little bit of a fun drive, so if you're one of the four people listening, maybe you want to open up your hearts and open up your wallets and send us some cash. You can do that on our homepage, www.killradio.org. We'd appreciate that. We need new equipment, as you can clearly hear. We also need some dollars so we can make some flyers and take out basic advertising to do some marketing for Kill so we can get more listeners and attract some new blood. We need DJs, so if you're out in the LA area and you've ever thought about doing a show, you can broadcast yourself worldwide from the studios of killradio.org. All you have to do is check out our website, come to a meeting, introduce yourselves, boom, you'll get a show. Consider it. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Make sure you tell your friends and family about the Potluck Breakfast, spinning new and old and interesting and not so interesting stuff every week from Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with your host. That's me, Jeff, spinning what I feel like spinning when I can. This morning's been an odd one, but that's what makes life interesting and worth living. Routine is for suckers. That's what the Potluck Breakfast says. This is Martin Denny on August 18th, 2010. www.killradio.org, the Potluck Breakfast.
يا خيل ابكي لبكي وبكي الحجر على كل من قلبه جيته على جنين الراحه الجديده الثوب شقيته اوف على جنين الرحل والله جديد الثوب شقيته اخاف اموت ما ضمك قضيت عمري حدر يا خي اخاف اموت ما ضمك الف لفك بالحضن اسمي على اسمك اوف الف لفك بالحضن والله اسمي على اسمك انطلع بيدي زريفة طول ما بجي ما قول سود الليالي والله ما قول سود الليالي والله تكون بي وبي
God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle diddle man,
I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty bitty rich, yidle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting her hands and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
I could not agree with that sentiment more. That's Zero Mostel from the Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack. Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack is the first album I ever listened to and learned, apparently, by heart. By 2 and a half, I knew the whole album, could sing it along with it, apparently. This is what I learned. It's about the only information I ever got from my parents. But apparently they used to love sitting me out in front of the company, having me perform like a monkey. Before that, here on the Potluck Breakfast, we heard Swing Easy. That's brand new Quantic off the Quantic Present the Flowering Inferno Dog with a Rope mix. I dig that. Kind of sounds like it's cribbed a little, that track from Tradition, the first song in the Fiddler on the Roof play, which I guess is what brought me to Fiddler today. Before the Quantic, we heard the Abyssinians, Ja Loves. We heard some Omar Soliman, folk and pop sounds of Syria. That's Labj Iwabaji Hajar. My tears will make the stones cry. Manipulation. See, you don't have to fear Muslims. You don't have to fear Islam. You got Omar Soliman. That just reminds me of being in a New York cab. Manipulation before Omar. The Black Angels off their first album. I understand they have a new one. I've yet to get it, but we'll see how that is. Hopefully I'll have some for you soon enough. We heard some new Prince Rama, a track called Mithras, and started off the set with Martin Denny off the Exotica 2 album on the Scamp label, the now defunct Scamp label. If you're looking for 60s weird space age bachelor pad cocktail music sort of stuff, the Scamp label's where it's at. Some good stuff worth checking out. Some cultural archives, 50s and 60s. Musical cultural archives. Foshowa. It's 9:02 a.m. on August 18th, 2010, here on the Potluck Breakfast. This is www.killradio.org, a dysfunctional collective that broadcasts out of a small studio at the corner of Vermont and Beverly. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Feel free to check us out. We meet on the 1st and the 15th at Philippe's, downtown Los Angeles, to be dysfunctional and sometimes to actually get some business done for the station. We need DJs. We need volunteers. We also need money, badly. We need repairs. You can hear it just by listening to the Potluck Breakfast that it's dope tunes, but could sound a bit better, a bit crisper, a bit more 2010 maybe, 128 kbs. We'd like to get there, but we need your help. So check out the homepage. If you got a dollar, if you got five, if you're a dual income, no child family, you can donate $100. Come on, give us some cash. It's feeling very NPR with an edge. Give us money. Give us money. We need money. Show us the money. I've done my part for the station by begging for cash. I don't feel like doing that anymore. I don't feel like talking anymore. I feel like eating. I am hungry. Hungry, hungry hippo. I wish Denny's delivered. This is brand new album, or at least it's in the last couple months, which is brand new to us, right? This is Spirituals off of his debut album, Spirituals. This is a track called City with Soul here on the Potluck Breakfast. We'll be right back.
Satellite rebellion has intercepted a foreign tracer. Estimated detection time 2200 hours, 07 minutes, year 2059. Source presumed corporate and imperialistic. Suggested cause of action, information technology jam. We'll be right back.
Cause you're such a classy girl. You might be the most beautiful, most beautiful girl in the world. Looking like a beautiful black queen. I was over there doing my thing. Got distracted by the beauty you bring.
Together. such a pleasure to know you. And the way I do, let me explain. I know that our ride is new. You better not worry, cause all my words are true. I wanna thank you for stepping into my life. And I promise you I'll always treat you right. Oh, I wanna thank you for stepping into my life. And I promise you I'll always treat you right. Oh, it's kind of funny the way the light's been twisting and turning, and they're so smooth again, which brings me to you right on time. You know, so cool. And it's just one thing I wanna say to you. I wanna thank you for stepping into my life. I promise you that I'll always treat you right. Oh, I wanna thank you for stepping into my life when you did. And I promise you I'll always treat you right. Oh, I wanna thank you for stepping into my life. Thank you.
Dorothy was a waitress on the promenade. She worked the night shift. Dishwater blonde, tall and fine. She got a lot of tips. Well, earlier, I'd been talking stuff in a violent room. Fighting with lovers past. I needed someone with a quicker wit than mine. Dorothy was fast. Well, I ordered. Yeah, let me get a fruit cocktail. I ain't too hungry. Dorothy laughed. She said, it sound like a real man to me. You're kind of cute. You wanna take a bath? Sound like a real man to me. Mind if I turn on the radio? Oh, my favorite song, she said. And it was Joni singing. Help me, I think I fall. Ring, phone rang, and she said, whoever's calling can't be as cute as you. Right then and there, I knew I was through.
You are listening to the Potluck Breakfast here on killradio.org. It is 9:41 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, Wednesday, August 18th, 2010. That was just the sounds of Prince from Sign of the Times double album, his high watermark for certain. It's the Ballad of Dorothy Parker. Before that, we heard... What did we hear? Some Damn Funk. It's off of their double album from last year. This track is I Wanna Thank You for Stepping Into My Life. Before that, we heard some Al Green, I Gotta Be More. High Hopes off the newish Honra featuring Reggie B. We heard Cargo, Mad Slinky, and that's off the new DJ Kicks Code 9 curated album. We heard the Motor City Drum Ensemble doing Raw Cuts number 6, some old Up, Bustle, and Out, Rebel Satellite, and started off the set a million years ago with Spirituals off of their new album of the same name, City with Soul. Thanks for listening to the Potluck Breakfast this morning. It's a struggle to get my ass out of bed and get down here, but I'm glad that I've managed to do it. Thanks for tuning in. It is hot in the studio here today at the Potluck Breakfast. I've got the shades drawn and the lights out, but still the sun beats relentlessly through the windows. It's a very thin fabric that constitutes a shade here. We've got a couple fans, each of which is blowing warm air in my general direction. It's fetid, but that's the conditions I'm willing to endure to bring happiness, joy, and music to your day. Every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time on the Potluck Breakfast here at www.killradio.org. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. Tell your coworkers about it. Tell them to download the podcast. All of the Potluck Breakfast shows, the archives are available still via podcast, although apparently we're back to the hour-long download situation, which I apologize for. I need to figure out some new ways to host the podcast. If anybody out there has any technical expertise whatsoever in this regard, please feel free to contact me. I presume you know me if you're listening to the show at this stage of the game, since Kill Radio has no money to do any promotions. Boo-hoo-hoo. That brings us to the Begathon. We've got a donation drive going on the homepage at www.killradio.org. If you've got a spare dollar, quarter, fiver, if you're single and you're making some dough, throw some money our way to killradio.org. It's tax deductible. All the information's on the homepage. We desperately need new equipment, as I'm sure you can hear just by spending a few minutes with the Potluck Breakfast every Wednesday. Help us. You're our only hope. Killradio.org. This is the Potluck Breakfast. It is Wednesday, August 18th. It is 9:45. We've got an hour and 15 minutes of musical journey all around the universe to go here today. I've got a lot of work to do. My head is half here and half elsewhere, which generally guarantees long tracks in my DJ experience. Thanks for listening. This is Bright Black Morning Light. A little change of pace on the Potluck Breakfast. Come Another Rain Down. Feel it.
I was following the eye, 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, the scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in the summertime.
She says my name. I say Julia. She understands. I say, sorry, Stacy. I say, just kidding, Tina. I say, all right, Margaret. I say, come on, Wendy. How long can I go without saying her name? Recently, I've been reading a book of baby names. Heather, Joan, Elizabeth, Sarah.
Stalactites are not an inspiration for a future ghost who doesn't need a shelter. Since the raindrop of any nearby union of misfit electrons will do. In fact, it's the molding ghost shedding its skins like damp paper towels that needs being sheltered from.
listening to the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. That is The Wedding Present off of the Sea Monsters album. That's by request to a friend in New York who has to go to the dentist. Such mystery. Song is Suck. Before that, Suicide Blues, Brimstone Howl off their Big Deal, What's He Done Lately LP. Fugazi, Shut the Door. We heard Bound Stems doing Book of Baby Names. An old Acetone track, Sundown. Before that, Junior Kimbrough doing Old Black Maddie. The Rolling Stones, Live With Me. We heard Tame Impala off of their new Inner Speaker album. The Bold Arrow of Time, the track. Fleet Foxes from a couple years back now. It's amazing how time flies. White Winter Hymnal, the song, and started the set a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away with Bright Black Morning Light. Come Another Rain Down here on the Potluck Breakfast this morning, feeling especially potlucky. Never know what's coming next. Even I don't know what's coming next. But we do know that every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, your host, Jeff, that's me, comes down to the Kill Radio studios on a hot and busy corner of Vermont and Beverly to bring you the Potluck Breakfast. If you miss it or want to do a replay, want to send it to your friend that lives in Ohio because they don't get a chance to listen to new music or they need some pointers, maybe you know somebody that spends too much time with Pandora, only getting to hear the types of music that Pandora thinks they want to hear. I think it gets samey. Let the potluck shake up your life and your friend's life. Tell us. Tell them about the Potluck Breakfast on www.killradio.org. And also, feel free to take out your PayPal account, your checkbook, your credit card, and make a donation to killradio.org. We are having our One's a Blue Moon Fun Drive. We definitely need new equipment. I'm sure you can hear that if you're listening to the Potluck Breakfast on any kind of hi-fi system. Help us provide better radio, internet radio for you. A small donation, $5, $1, $30, $36, which is double high for all you Hebrews out there in the listening audience. Do us a favor. Donate to killradio.org. Check out some of the other shows. It is 10:27 here on the Potluck Breakfast. After listening to last week's show, I thought, wow, way too much chatter. Certainly too much politics. I don't know what was up my what kind of bee was in my bonnet exactly last week. So this week it's much warmer out temperature-wise and in the studio, so I guess I'm a little more subdued. Plus, truth be told, I've got work to do, and I'm kind of getting that done as I spin your tunes here on the Potluck Breakfast this morning. It's been an eclectic stew, which I think is all right, you know? Keeps things interesting on a Wednesday. So let's keep that trend of jukes and fades and fakes, which reminds me, Hard Knocks, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Sorry, I have to do it. Football season's coming up. And Lord knows my Mets are long done. This is Beulah on the Potluck Breakfast. Landslide Baby. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
try, 'cause you're scared and you're weak and you don't give a fuck about me. And I do believe that you hate yourself. And I knew you'd never stay forever, holding it together, making songs for me. And alright, forever's on your side. Oh, it's only time, it's longer than you. Oh,
they're gonna be all right. They'll get on to you. I never know. I've got to find
find another love. A real sweet mama, 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 a little turtle dove. Remember these words of wisdom about this love affair. It keeps you tossing, 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 and a turning, a pulling out your hair. Say, well, nah, 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 nah. I say, nah, well, nah, 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 nah. I'm lonely. I say, I'm lonely. Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? So downhearted until you didn't know what to do. One of these days. We'll be right back.
potluck breakfast here on www.killradio.org. That was The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Young Adult Friction. Before that, Best Coast off of their record that came out this summer, a track called The End, Mrs. Robinson, Booker T and the MGs, I'm Lonely, Bobby Bird. We heard Otis Redding live at the Whiskey A Go-Go doing A Hard Day's Night. We heard Eleanor Rigby, Aretha Franklin, pumping it out live from the Fillmore West. We heard Harlem, Tila and I. And that goes out to all you juggalos, juggaloos, whatever you call yourselves. Fago drinking hooligans. Tila and I by Harlem. And we started off the set A Million Moons Ago with Beulah doing Landslide Baby. It is 10:55 here on the Potluck Breakfast. This brings us to the end of yet another edition of the Potluck. Thanks for tuning in. This was an indicative show of why we call it the Potluck Breakfast. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what order it's going to come in. The moods change on a dime like a running back busting through the line. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Anyway, whether you're listening to this live or whether you're listening to it on the podcast, that was another anyway. How many was at this show? I counted four. That wouldn't be so bad if that's the case. Tune in to the Potluck Breakfast every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time here on www.killradio.org. It's been a pleasure throwing tunes down for you, as it always is. I will be here next week on August 25th. Until then, here is a track from the new Arcade Fire record. The album is The Suburbs. The track is Half Light 2, No Celebration on the Potluck Breakfast. Be well.
San Francisco's gone, I guess. inside.